Do you have a comment or question for DottoTech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. DottoTech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
I'm feeling distinctly old here in studio. I have twin brothers, Doug and Terry Beach, who are the founders, along with Arash Afrooz, of HireTheWorld.com. Started out as a crowdsourcing site where one might go to have a website or a logo designed. But since then, you folks have entered the kind of the deeper end of the pool and gone into the full-on outsourcing, where I can now hire people to do almost any knowledge task. Am I correct?
That's right. So, I mean, it was a pretty easy. It was actually a transition that our users really demanded, because somebody would go and do a design contest to get a logo or a website, and they'd be like, you know, that designer gets me. I want to hire them to do all of my graphic design work. Why do I need to have a graphic designer sitting in my office when that guy is the right guy, and I don't care that he's in Hong Kong, he's talented and I want him. And so we thought about, you know, well, if we build in the functionality for that person to be able to hire that graphic designer on a one-to-one contract, well, that works for any, like you said, online knowledge-based business, whether it's computer programming or bookkeeping or data entry, et cetera. And so we decided to build the model to scale so that we could actually facilitate all kinds of online work.
Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't compare you to the 800-pound gorilla in this particular marketplace, which I guess Odesk and Elance are the two companies that do the most of this outsourcing. So for listeners who aren't aware what we're referring to, this is basically where we go online, you go to a service like HireTheWorld.com, you enter a project, you basically sign up as a user, and you describe something that you need to have done, a project of some sort. And then people bid on that project, or you hire people based on what you need. And that can range anywhere from finding people at fantastic cost savings, finding people at $5 an hour to do your Joe jobs, all the way through to finding somebody that's incredibly specialized to do that thing that you just can't find somebody in your local market to do. Have I described that right?
Well, that's right.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. So,
job.
How does it work on your site? What are my responsibilities as far as signing up for an account? How do I find workers? How do they sign up? And then how do we do the transaction?
Sure. So it's really simple. I see that you have our website open on there on the homepage.
Yes, I am. I'm on my iPad. It's iPad friendly, folks.
Absolutely, of course. So you being a first user, you don't have a verified payment method on our account. So it's as simple as right at the top there, it says that you post a project.
Okay.
And so you can decide what you want, post the project, be it depending if you need design work or programming or anything that's knowledge-based. You would write in there very, very briefly exactly what it is that you're trying to get done. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily, that's the really cool part about our site, you don't necessarily need to know the technical skills of what you want to get accomplished. Like there's a lot of people, for example, that want to get a WordPress site designed, but they don't understand that, the PHP and the different programming languages that are kind of like codes to us, right?
Yeah.
That's what's so great about our website is you just kind of say what you want as the end result, right? And then you're going to have people from all over the world saying, hey, I'm great at that and you probably should do it this way. And you actually get a lot of like information just from saying what you want.
Is there a danger of being overwhelmed by that information coming in?
I don't think so. I think that the way that we've set up the process, it's very, very simple. You basically get a one-liner that you can choose to see a summary of the people that you're going to communicate with.
Okay.
And you can pretty much go as high level or as in-depth as you choose to. So we really wanted it to build it that way, because depending on the project, sometimes you really, really want something that's really simple. For example, a graphic design where you just need a color changed, right? You shouldn't have to spend more than 1 minute on our website to punch in what you need and get that done.
Now, do people come in knowing what their budget is in advance, or might it be something like, look, I got this mailing list that I need cleaned up. How much would it be for me to, how much can I get that cleaned up for? Do I have that capability of saying, here's a project and I don't know what it's going to cost, but give me an idea?
Yeah, that's a great question, Steve. And we have a lot of users that coming in, especially since we have a worldwide workforce, right? The labor rates are completely different depending on where you're at, and then the type of work on top of that. So people come in and they're like, well, I know what I want, but what do I put out as the budget? Fortunately, we have some really good tools that you can put up a budget of what you think might be the rates, or you could do, you don't even have to do a Google search, because if you put something up that's not appropriate,
it. We have a collaboration board where our people that are freelancers from all over the world will come in and say, hey, do you know what? That's not actually the rate because it's going to take this work and that work. And it's a public open forum so that the employer that's trying to get the work can be like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, well, I can change my job posting and make it so that it works so I get more applicants. Because if you put something up there that's not reasonable, you know, nobody in the world's going to do it.
So I've decided that I want to have a WordPress site designed for some projects for my local Cub Scout troop.
Yep.
And I've got a budget of $200. How do we then proceed? And I've got a couple of bids come in. I've decided I need a Boy Scout troop website designed. I want it done in WordPress. And then I've looked at 5 designs coming in. How do I make that decision, and how do I complete the transaction?
Perfect. So we're working on quite a bit of tools. Like right now, currently, you can talk to the people within our by message.
Okay.
But we also allow you to access them via Skype and other tools. The main value that we really bring too is that the collaboration tools makes it so that it's all in one place.
Okay.
So anytime that you have records, is that you want to get it to. Here, let me start from the beginning. Is the big problem when you're dealing with somebody new around the world is right? Okay, are you going to start working first, or am I going to pay you the money first?
Yes.
Right. So we help solve that by providing an escrow service. Right. So as you communicate back and forth, and you find somebody that you absolutely like, and you say you're going to spend $200. Well, you don't actually go and you pay that $200. You only pay once you get the results that you want.
So I give the money to hire the world. That starts our project actually being built. That starts it.
Absolutely.
And that's how you maintain control. Otherwise, if you just introduce me to some worker over in the Philippines, what's to prevent me from just going offline and say, hey, let's save the 15% or 10% or whatever margin higher the world's going to take? Because a lot of people are looking to just get cheap work done, so you don't want to be cut out of the process.
Yeah, well, and I think there's another piece of value that we bring as well, in that we have this program coming in so that if you hire somebody hourly, you can actually, that person can, from their local computer, start work and end work. And we actually capture data as it's happening in real time. So let's say that you have somebody working in Asia and they're always sleeping when you're awake, and you're always awake when they're sleeping.
Sure.
Well, how do you know what the status of your project is? Because it's hard to find that person, get them on a Skype conversation, and get them online.
Yeah.
And this will actually give you, hourly updates, and you can work however you want. You can get text updates.
So it's
updates,
a presence type timer saying this is what work is being done. This is the progress.
That's right. And it gives you the comfort of knowing that instead of just saying, hey, this is a $200 job, you could say, I don't know how big of a job it is, but you're a $20 an hour guy, so I'll pay you $20 an hour. And by using this service, I guarantee you that for every hour you work, you're going to get paid $20. And then you're also giving me some assurance that for every hour that you're working, you're actually working. It's as good as having somebody in your office without actually having to have an office.
We've looked at this really from the side of the person who's having the work done, the contractor. What about the contractees? What about the talent that you guys are finding? How do you find those people? How do they sign up, first of all? And then secondly, is it something that people in our listening audience are going to be interested in? Because there is the perception that this sort of work is all about value, getting as much work done for as little money as possible. So are North Americans going to say, hey, I want to be able to sign up and put my name into that talent pool to get some extra work?
Yeah, that's a great question, and right off we get asked all the time, but the reality of it is 50% of our workforce is based in North America, then the other 50 being the United States of America and Canada, and then the other 50% are all over the world. So I think that there is a big interest in being able to work from home, or we have mompreneurs on the site from all over the world, and especially in North America, mm-hmm. People that work during the day then moonlight at night in their hobbies where they're really really interested. But yeah, saying that, it's not always about the money. It's a real balance. What Hire the World allows you to do is that you get to choose the experience crossed with the talent crossed with your budget. So if you have a lot of time, maybe that you'd want to be able to take somebody else that wasn't as experienced and would kind of slowly drag you through a project. But for most people, time is really of the essence. And that's where we concentrate a lot on the Hire the World, is just making sure things get done quickly, you get access to the right person. It's just for some people, the right person's different.
And in the online world, getting things done quickly certainly is of prime. There's tremendous value in that in an awful lot of instances. And this is probably going to be the path of least resistance as far as that's concerned. What about managing the project? The one area that I always think that the skills that we probably aren't developing in our society right now that are going to be absolutely essential in this multinational world that we live in are the communications and project management skills to be able to handle a disparate workforce like we're going to be using if we're hiring contractors.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If you're going to have your graphic designer, your copywriter, the guy that's doing your blog, the guy that's photoshopping your photos up for your photo company or your photography company.
Each one on a different continent.
Yeah, all of them on a different continent, and some of them perhaps working together as well, because you might have the designer speaking directly to the programmer, and then, you know, your website's happening, and you're not actually, and you know, talking to the copywriter, so you got all three people in a room. You need to make sure that these people are able to collaborate, and they're able to share information. And so the same way that hourly tool that I was telling you about sort of brings asynchronous information into your workspace online as if they're in your own office, it allows those three individuals who might be on separate continents to work the exact same way. So we can see that the progress bar on the designer is filling up and that their end date is, you know, they're going to be done their project in the next 3 days. And so the programmer can go, that means that I need to book time, you know, 3 days from now so that I can get my end of the project done. And then the client, the employer, the whole time is, you know, can be whether they're Gantt charting it out or whether they're just following the progress bars and seeing it happen, right? It's a really easy to pick out if there's going to be sort of time issues or bumps that are going to happen. Things that you would normally assemble everybody in the office and have a board meeting for, you can actually do in real time online, and it just happens automatically.
That's built into the system.
There you go. Hiretheworld.com is a site, and I promised that I was going to circle back before we left, because I think I know I could talk about this for hours, but I think we'll call it a day right now on this topic. But tell me about the viral video project that you guys have going. What's happening with that?
So this is kind of a side project that turned into a full-fledged thing. It's really collecting a lot of interest. What we've done is we've taken the design contest idea and applied it to video contests, but specifically to viral video contests. So we've built an algorithm that can actually measure the virality or how viral a video goes. So people can post a contest on our site and then have videographers instead of designers from all over the world submit entries. And then that prize money isn't just distributed on, well, I like this video the best. It's actually distributed on how much reach that video has. So we measure in real time, you know, how many times this is shown on Facebook, how many times on YouTube, and we can go really deep. So if you share it with a friend who shares it with a friend who shares it with a friend, we're measuring all of that.
So let's do an example, a Dottotech viral video. So I want to promote Dottotech through your guys' stuff. So we've got a little bit of source video. We've got lots of pictures of my face, that sort of stuff. So what I would do is I would say I've got $500 as a prize. Is that a good prize?
We're probably it's a little more expensive. We're looking at something more like $5,000 or higher. Yeah.
Man, okay. Let's say for argument's sake that I have $5,000 for a prize.
Videos take a lot longer than logos.
Killing me, boys. You're killing me. Let's say I have $5,000 for a prize that I'm going to put forward. I'm shuddering now, but okay. and so I say, and I put it out there saying, make Dottotech popular. And so people are then going to build funny videos with, they're going to take all the, I'd make all of the content that's available, say on my website, you can take and use any of this. I allow them to use that content.
Yeah. And just like you would fill a design brief for a logo saying like, I like a masculine logo or a feminine logo, you fill a design brief, a videographer brief, just like you would with a creative studio saying, you know, whether you
make me sound intelligent, but make me sound funny, make it sound like a funky place that everybody wants to be.
Exactly. How edgy you want it to be, how long you want it to be, whether you want it to be animated or you want it to be live action, you can control all that stuff.
Okay. And then I will have how many videos in the end of the day will be, and people will then create these videos and they will push them out into the social network. They'll post them on YouTube or Vimeo. They will create links. They will tell their people to come see them. And then based on ranking, we give money to the top prizes.
Yeah, so we distribute.
So there could be dozens of videos out there.
Oh, yeah, it could be hundreds. Yeah.
Depending on the prize money, thousands.
We had our first kind of practice at run at this was a $50,000 contest, and within the first
50,000, yeah, I can't do that. Yeah, I'm just telling you right now, that's off the board.
So but if you think about like a TV commercial, right, and what kind of coverage you're going to get, the value proposition for major brands like Coca-Cola and larger companies, this is just, it's just so much more valuable. It's just a really quick way to get a really good burst of brand potential into the internet in a really effective way. So the eyeballs per dollar is at $50,000 is amazing. But that $50,000 contest, like within the first 12 hours, there was three videos, right? Like right away and already pushing live out to the internet. So
and talking about in a social media world, you've got everybody else sending out your message. who could ask for more?
It's pretty good. And you get to, you control the branding. So there is actually an approval process. So the video gets uploaded and you get to make sure before that thing gets launched out into the interweb for everybody to see that it meets your brand standard. So it's not as risky as you might think.
And every one of the people that enter those videos, right, they're their own promoter for you, right?
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. Yeah. It almost seems wrong.
That's when you know you have a good idea.
it is a good idea. My guests are Doug and Terry Beach. Their website is hiretheworld.com, and this is the first. You guys are going to have to come back and fill me in how things are going, okay?
All right.
And I'm going to think about that viral video. I'm going to start raising money. Maybe we can get our listeners to each donate money so that Steve can have his
video. Do a Kickstarter, crowdfunding.
We're not allowed to do Kickstarter in Canada, but we can do something. Crowdfunding is another option. Thanks for coming in, guys. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Steve Dotto, and you are tuned in to Dotto Tech.